Well, I really like the harp today. I'm not sure how the sound will go outside and the practicalities of
talking about buying a harp. Electric harp. She might get an electric harp.
Oh, electric.
And that would be more mobile.
Okay.
Would it be more mobile? You wouldn't need an amp to go with that.
Well, I guess it would need the amp, but I think it's lighter. Right. The harp, at least.
Do you remember when we took the harp into the orchard and the wind played it and then we made a song about the wind playing the harp?
And the wind played the harp?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was quite a strong windy day.
Aeolian harp.
Yeah. Don't make British remember the song.
I don't think that's fair.
Playing the harp with no hands. Is one of the lines. Playing the harp with no hands.
Oh, yeah, I was on TV, wasn't I?
I felt I couldn't come because I wasn't playing. So I've missed this whole term because I've not been playing at all. But then I had a little sort of like, oh my God, if I don't go one time, then I might never go again. So I came and it was just proof that I'd be so silly. Why not come always?
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
You're very welcoming. Just to come in just very rarely. Yeah, there's always an invitation to pick up an instrument and just put a little bit of heart into the group. It's very easy. I don't feel any sort of stand backishness. Just come and join in. that level of being able to be spontaneous is lovely. Yeah. Thank you.
It's nice to have an activity that me and Astrid can enjoy together, and for everyone to be so welcoming of different age groups. It's really cool. Rather than having separate activities for grown-ups and children, which is the norm, isn't it? So, yeah, thank you, everybody.
This is a great relief to be childish, isn't it?
Yes. It's great having the children around, because they have so much enthusiasm for whatever it is they're doing. Including the music, when that's where their attention turns. It helps. It's like if the band was a souffle, they'd be some kind of raising agent.
But isn't it amazing that the word childish is a negative word? No.
Yeah.
Telling people not to be childish, it's like, oh,
that's sweet.
Be childish.
Childish versus childlike.
Well, I know, but it's so prissy, isn't it, the English language? I mean, like, ooh. Like a child, not ish.
Do you want to say something, Astrid? How you felt about the orchestra? Do you like coming?
No, I don't like it at all.
Would you rather climb a tree?
Oh, actually, I need to say, because I promised Astrid a tree, and she's not forgotten that. If anybody would like to see the tree that I was mentioning to Astrid, we'll go there as soon as we finish. There's a very special tree that you can climb right inside, just outside here. So
where are my shoes?
When we finished, Astrid, not quite finished, but yeah, you put your shoes on, ready.
You could start putting your shoes on to get ready to go, couldn't you?
I'm now thinking if we're outside in the summer, instrumental hide and seek.
Nice.
Spread out with our instruments standing behind the tree.
Lovely.
Right. And then maybe moving.
Tree climb.
Great idea.
Astrid,
lovely.
Shoes on.
That's great. Yeah. We invented hide and seek with Astrid, didn't we? Musical hide and seek in this room. And it's perfectly, it's the next step. The next level is to take it outside, yeah. Mm-hmm. Ben.
Hello.
Hello.
What?
You're a foot taller than when I last saw you, you know. I'm just saying that. It was a kind of a shock.
Yeah. I didn't grow up half seas, so.
So Ben, you can talk about what we've been doing, or you could think ahead to what you'd like to do. What do you like to do most in this group? What would you like to do more
improvise.
Of? Improvising.
Because it's new every time. Because I mean, apart from drama, rehearsing is just boring. Like, when it's not in performance style, rehearsing something is just really boring for me.
But what does rehearsing mean? Doesn't rehearsing mean doing it again for something? Isn't that what rehearsing is?
Yeah, but we're not playing it with any purpose. There's no audience.
Then it's not rehearsing.
Does it matter if there's an audience?
I've got my finger.
Yeah, because otherwise, what's the purpose of it?
I don't know.
The process is the purpose.
Mm. Wait, guys.
The purpose of
what are you going to do with that process?
Change yourself.
I mean, isn't that, I mean, that's kind of a fundamental thing about this group.
No, I'm ready to go.
It's much about the act of, you know, of finding and exploring a thing than it is creating works. I mean, you do have pieces that are developed, right? But it's the process is the thing that is meaningful, I think, more than finalizing pieces and getting them right or, I mean, you know, it's processual.
Processual, yeah.
But there's a kind of
processual.
Yes.
It's a process. It's a process.
Mm.
Oriented.
Yeah, I have to say that I've enjoyed the last two sessions a bit less because of lots of rehearsing of the same material. That's just me. Well, it's not just me.
No. Yeah.
When you went down into the valley, is there a special acoustics in there? Is there a special sound gathering?
Yeah. There really is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very enclosed.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds very different at the bottom of the valley to the top of the valley.
The top,
yeah.
Or in here.
And in here, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
So if you're doing call and response, it could be either side of the street.
Yeah, it can be.
Mm.
Or cannon.